Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, good morning, and it is TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. You know, I don't know about you, but this has been one of the most incredible weeks that I have had. I'm telling you, things are just kicking butt. Now, don't get me wrong. That is not to say that life doesn't throw you a curveball. When you're on the journey to success, when you're moving up the ladder, you're constantly going to get hit with something. We all know that. But you know what? When you take it and you look at it in perspective and you're studying a book like Maxwell's where it's giving you the roadmap, all of a sudden you realize that, you know what, these are baby obstacles. And you know, we launched a new business this week. We started kicking some butt in some other areas. We're doing some awesome stuff in consulting. All of it surrounding the concept of serving others, the concept here of a success roadmap. And we're in chapter 10, what should we do along the way? And this is going to be a very targeted chapter because this right here, if you know anything about Troy Dooley, if you have listened to our recordings, if you've read anything I've written that has to do with leadership and training and team building, I think you're going to see a lot of comparisons here because you're going to see where some of my ideologies have come from. And this is truly, it's truly what it takes because you cannot go along, and we've read this through the book, you cannot take it by yourself. There's no Lone Rangers that are going to go out there. You can't sit back and hope that it's going to happen to you. You know, that's what's wrong when people read The Secret. They don't understand you still got to get off your doggone butt and do something because if you don't, it won't work. You know, you have to get up. You have to go out. You have to do something. But what happens? Where do you go? John writes this. Most people who desire success focus almost entirely on themselves and not others. When they start to make the journey. They usually think in terms of what they can get in position, power, prestige, money, and similar perks. But that's not the way to become truly successful. To do that, you have to give to others. Douglas M. Lawson said it like this. We exist temporarily through what we take, but we live forever through what we give. On December 31st, I retired from actively building any network marketing organization, period. The organization that I last built, I built the largest organization in that company, was a company called Invisys Direct. I was blessed to be able to facilitate the growth of my organization. I didn't do it by myself. I raised up a few leaders on my front line who raised up a few leaders on their front line, and in a five-year period, we had attracted over 40 six- and seven-figure earners to that team. It's about giving to others. When I retired in December 31st, 2009, I knew I wanted to serve this complete direct selling industry, but I wanted to serve at a different level. I took 3 or 4 months to really focus in on where a need was at, what was something that I could fulfill. I found two things. One, distributors that are hungry to become better people, hungry to become financially independent, and they're looking for a resource. They're looking for a source that will give them unbiased 100% information that will help them grow their personal business and their personal lives. I thought, wow, this is great. I kept looking to see if I was missing anything. I found another need that was there, a need for a source that was unbiased but trustworthy that CEOs and founders could go to and ask some hard questions, questions that their team might give them a different answer on because their team is working for them instead of working with them. Well, you know what? I didn't charge anybody. I just went out and started doing videos. Started helping to train people. Jimmy and I connected and we started doing radio shows. Started giving back to people. See, the concept was we weren't looking at what we could gain. We were looking at what we could give back because we knew if we gave enough value, if we produced enough content that people said, these guys are legit, that we would be able to grow something. We could be proud of the radio shows. So you have to give before you get. John says, this is why it's so essential to focus on raising others to a higher level. And when we can do that with people from every area of our lives, at work, at home, church, etc., then eventually we start to really make it on that success journey because we start taking those people with us. See, I love that. Now, what you've got to ask yourself is, do you really want to do that? See, going on a success journey, I've realized, is not for everybody. Some people just don't want to because they don't feel like it's their calling to mentor other people. They don't feel like it's their calling to equip other people. Some people just decide, I don't want to do that, and they never reach their full potential. In studying leadership and human development, I've learned some things. People that don't want to go on the success journey and take other people with them and raise up other people, they want to try to be that lone ranger. You can write these things down. These are some of the traits they all have in common. Number one, insecurity. Virginia Arcastle says it this way: when people are made to feel insecure, are made to feel secure and important and appreciated, it will no longer be necessary for them to whittle down others in order to seem bigger in comparison. One of the greatest leaders of the 20th century was Adolf Hitler. Not because of the positive stuff that he did, so don't get me wrong here. But he revolutionized a country's mindset. His belief pattern was, if you can gain control of the hearts of the youth, you will gain control of a nation. He did exactly that. And then he started pitting insecurity because of his own insecurity that he had. He started getting other people to feel insecure. The Gestapo was formed. Big Brother, who's watching me? What's going on? Be careful what you say about the big man, because you could get in trouble. But at the same time, they created all kinds of revolutionary science and stuff too. But insecurity. I'm going to touch on Adolf Hitler again as we move forward, because we're looking at the traits of why leaders don't make it to the top of the success ladder by raising up other people. Number two is ego. Adolf Hitler's ego was so huge that John writes in here a little story about the fact that Hitler, when he decided to find a driver, found somebody that was shorter than he was. Even though the guy, because back then you didn't have moving seats, even though the guy that was driving his car could not reach the pedals and they had to make blocks so that he could make the car go, Hitler wanted people around him that had less power, less charisma. He wanted to be made to look taller, to look bigger than he really was. You know, I grew up on Hogan's Heroes, and I made fun of the Germans, but it's so true when you look at it from a leadership standpoint. They thought they were the greatest leaders in the world at the time, but yet they were missing the ingredients that we all need. The inability, this is the third thing about people that don't make it, inability to discern people's success seeds. John writes this: I believe every person has a seed of success inside. When we go back and we study Adolf Hitler, and you may say, Troy, why would you study somebody like that? I was in the Marine Corps. We studied a lot of our enemies to find out what made them tick and to be able to know what to do in the future. And Adolf Hitler was one that has truly amazed me. Because in all reality, he reminds me of some preachers I see on TV late at night. They want to use negative fear of loss. In Hitler's case, it was the fear of your life. But then he would reward you with bribery in order to make you be his people. See, he didn't understand that other people needed to be put up into a position of authority, not because of rank, but because they deserved it. And he never did that. But see, here's the kicker here. John writes this: the good news is that once you are able to find in yourself your seed of success, you're better able to do the same with others. When you do, it benefits both of you, because you and the person you help will be able to fulfill the purpose for which each was born. When you look at the reign of Hitler and his henchmen, you realize that they were all fighting amongst each other. They were all looking to be the better person. They were all looking to fill the shoes. They all had these same traits. The other thing is wrong concept of success. Success is not power. Success is not knowledge. Success is not control. Success is not dominance. John writes this, the average person doesn't know what you know about success. I'm going to say it to you on the radio show. Those of you that are listening right now know more about success than the average person. Because you know that you need to have your purpose. You know that you need to grow to your full maximum potential. You know you need to sow seeds to benefit others. And you do not hear that in the world today. So you have to be open and transparent. Matter of fact, I find something humorous right now, and this is going to be on a political note, but this is not, I'm not taking sides on anything. I listened to a commentary yesterday on the news, and then I listened to a rebuttal from the White House, and I found it quite interesting. Because all of a sudden, there's been these polls, for whatever daggum reason, here comes these polls about what religion is the president of the United States. 18% to 24% of the American population believe he's Muslim. Another, I think, 34 to 45% thought he was Christian. There's a boatload of people just don't care, which I'm one of those type of people. It doesn't matter to me in the broad picture of things. But what I found very interesting was the White House's rebuttal was the president of the United States is a Christian. But it's nobody's business. He doesn't wear his religion on his sleeve. It's a private matter. Now, here's why I find this interesting. When leaders come forth and say, we want to be transparent and we want to be authentic and we want to raise up other people around us, then you need to be authentic and transparent. Hitler was never authentic and transparent. Successful leaders are always authentic and transparent. They make mistakes and they live up to them. Personally, if the President of the United States wanted to go out on the balcony and face east and pray to Allah every daggum morning, praise God we live in the United States and he has that right to do that. But it just humors me when I read and I see things and I realize that most people, including people in power, don't have a clue about what people that listen to this radio show and read Maxwell's books, read Tom Hopp's book, Dondi Scamanchi's book, read Marcus Buckingham's book, they would know what it takes to go to the next level. Another area is they have a lack of training. Most people aren't trained in success. They're not trained in leadership. It never happens. See, the kicker here is what is it that you need to do? What is it that you can do to get yourself going? Here's some things that you can learn about other people. And this is not just from John's book. This comes from 25 years of studying leadership, studying successful people in the past, and studying human needs philosophy. Because I believe that we're all alike in a lot of ways. First thing you need to understand is everybody wants to feel worthwhile. Everybody wants to be somebody. Everybody wants to be truly, truly appreciated for what they do. Second thing you need to realize is that everybody needs and responds to encouragement. The Bible makes it very clear. Men are to love their wives as Christ loved the church. For years, I just did not understand that. And then if you believe the Bible, if you don't, this is fine, but here's the story behind it. Jesus loved the church so much, he was willing to die for her. And I looked at that one day and I realized I have to love my wife unconditionally. When I love my wife unconditionally, guess what? She responds to that encouragement. I've had a rough day. It's been a hard day. I've been on the phone with distributors and CEOs, and she says, honey, I'm going to take a bath, and can you just rub me down? I am so tired. Well, I'm tired too, doggone it. No. When I go in, I just rub her down, let her relax, no babies, no kids, no nothing for a bit. She responds to that. The other thing you need to learn is people are naturally motivated. People will get motivated. They will motivate themselves if the right stimuli is there. All you got to do is watch Sunday afternoon, go to a bar, watch a football game. People get motivated by the right stimuli. Happens all the time. Here's the problem, though, when it comes to success. Most people have been put down so much. Oh, there you go again. Oh, that's just one of those scams. Oh, why do you think you could do a business? You don't know nothing about business. Who the hell do you think you are? Look who your dad was. Look who your mom is. Man, you've served time in prison. What the? I can't believe you'd think that. They've been beat down. That motivation, that flame of excitement inside their heart is just a flicker. It's not out, but it's so weak they can't even see it. You need to understand that. You might be one of these types of people. If you're wanting a leader, if you're going to be a leader and you're going to take people on the success journey with you, then you have to learn how to overcome that. And I'm going to tell you right now, the best way to do that, male or female, doesn't matter. Best book I know, it goes with me every weekend when I go out of town, and it's Time Out, Winning Strategies for Playing a Bigger Game in Life. You can go to tomhaupt.com, TOMHAUPT.com. That is not all the answers. I'm going to tell you that right now. Okay, you're not going to get every answer you need, but I'm going to tell you what, if you use all 259 pages, and that happens to include four pages in the back where you can take notes, that will help you along the journey here of being able to get your motivation back. The other thing that it does is that you need to learn about people is people buy into the person before they buy into their leadership. People are going to trust you. I've stole this from somebody, but it probably got stolen from somebody else. Okay, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I have a good friend of mine, somebody that I have really become close with in business. We have never met in person. For almost a decade, I've supported his organization in one facet or another. I've supported some leaders that have left his organization and gone elsewhere. His name's BK Brieco. BK bought into me long before he bought into what I could provide him in another way. Because we just became friends. We share the same values. We share even some shared experiences together, even though we've never met. See, people will buy you before they buy your leadership. I'll give you another example. Paige bought me long before she bought my leadership. I dated her. I courted her. I had to go back and win her heart over again. When she finally bought into me, lock, stock, and barrel, we got married. We've been married half of our life, not half of our adult life, half of our life. We have both been together more with each other than we have with our parents or our siblings. We have shared more life experiences together, the good, the bad, and the ugly, than most couples do in a lifetime. That was probably more not her choosing, it was probably my choosing. But here's where I'm going with this. She bought into me. So even in the dark hours, when even I didn't know where my dream was, where my leadership was, what my purpose was, she still believed in me, and I've always believed in her. See, people will buy you before they buy your leadership. People will buy into you before they buy into your crusade. You need to understand that. I want to give you 10 things as we shut down today on how to take others with you along your success journey. Things that you need to understand that you have to equip them. You have to instill this first in yourself. You should never stop growing. You should never stop learning. You should never be trying to better yourself. And I want you to understand something else so you don't get frustrated. You can only bring people to your leadership level. If people start to outgrow you because you've stopped growing, they will look for another leader. They may love you to death, but they will move on. You have to continually grow. Success is a journey, not a destination. Number one, make people development your top priority. I didn't say make personal development your top priority. I said make people development your top priority because you're a person and so are the people you're trying to develop. So this is an all-encompassing thing. Make people development your top priority. If you want to succeed in developing people, you have to make it the best thing out there. It can't be number 10. It can't be number 6. It has to be number 1. Period. Number 2, limit, and this is the hard one, limit who you take along. Not everyone should be on the journey with you. Not everybody has a right to be on the journey with you. Not everyone has qualified to go on the journey with you. And most of all, not everyone has shown an undying, unconditional loyalty and commitment to go with you on the journey. This is a tough ride, and you got to be in it lock, stock, and barrel. If you're not a one percenter, they shouldn't go with you. And as you grow as a leader, you'll understand what a one percenter is. You need to also understand that this is that leadership is one of those things that, just like anything else, if you will put 80% of your efforts into 20% of your people, you will develop them into one percenters. It's a minority that want it as bad as you are. But when you get there, the sky's the limit. Number three, develop relationships before you start out. This is why most organizations fail at sales. I don't care what niche you're in. Is that they believe that it's dog eat dog. They believe that that the CEO or the manager can pit each other against each other. Wrong. You build the relationships with your team. You build relationships crosswise. You build relationships up and down. And you build these relationships together, and you move it to the next level. The only way to make it happen. Everything revolves around relationships. That's the key. I want to share a little bit that's in John's book here. This is good. Lee Iacocca once asked legendary Green Bay Packers coach Vince Lombardi what it took to make a winning team. Here's what Lombardi answered. There's a lot of coaches with good ball clubs who know the fundamentals and have plenty of discipline but still don't win a game. Then you come to the third ingredient. And if you're going to play together as a team, you've got to care for one another. You've got to love one another. Each player has to be thinking about the next guy and saying to himself, if I don't block, that man, Paul, is going to get his legs broken. I have to do my job well in order that he can do his. The difference, this is the kicker here, the difference between mediocrity and greatness is the feeling the guys have for each other. This morning on Fox and Friends, I watched as a teammate got mad at another teammate, thought he was pushing him too hard. I tell you, there's so many freaking whiners making millions of dollars a year, it's pathetic. So this guy hauls off and cold cocks him. Now think about this. If you and I were those two guys, and we were on the field on Sunday, and we're facing these guys across, do you honestly think if you cold cocked me that I'm going to worry about blocking for you? I hope to God they stomp you. See? Mediocrity. That's exactly how people think. You cannot be that way. Develop relationships before starting out. Number four, give help unconditionally. Man, don't expect something in return. You just give. I'm a firm believer that you cannot outgive God, the laws of nature, karma, whatever the heck you call it in your little niche of the world. I'm telling you, you cannot outgive. It is a universal law. Number five, let them fly with you for a while. I don't know. You know, I've studied eagles all my life. My body is covered with eagles, as a matter of fact. We call them tattoos these days. Something I learned about eagles a long time ago is that they take care of their little babies. Those little babies get to fall out, and then their mamas scoop down and pick them up in their wings and bring them back up. I learned something else about birds as I was studying eagles. I learned about geese. Geese are very interesting all in their own self because they don't worry about their babies falling out of the sky. But you know what they do? They let hummingbirds fly on their back and just fly with them. Well, maybe it's time that you be an eagle. Take that little baby that you're training up as a leader, and you take them and you scoop them back up in your wings. Or maybe if you just want to show them the ropes a little bit, you act like one of the geese, and you get that little hummingbird on your back and take them with you. In another culture that I'm familiar with, They call them prospects. When a prospect's come into an organization, what they do is they work around and see how everything's done first. They do, you know, little odd jobs and stuff, but they study and they get coached by the men that have gone before them. And that's the way it's got to be. I want to look at number 6. Put fuel in their tank. Don't expect somebody to come with you if you're not constantly feeding them with positive information, that you're feeding them with realistic information. Listen, I'm big on this one. Don't sugarcoat every doggone thing. You know, if nothing else, Tom Hopp is one of the most politically incorrect individuals there ever was. He's the greatest mentor for me. Because when I do something just stupid and asinine, you want to know what he does? He gets me on the phone and he says, that was stupid and asinine. Oh, well, I hadn't thought about that. And he'll tell you, we have our call on Thursdays where we actually talk, live, no matter what. We are on the phone together. And it was funny because something that he had said the Friday before was still in my mind, and I was talking to him about it, and it made such an impact because I had to analyze it. I had to go through it, and I thought, man, he's got a point, because if this is the way he feels, there's going to be other people that feel that way. And it's like, wow. See, you got to put fuel in their tank. He put fuel in my tank. I was on the phone with Paul Gravett last night, and he was putting fuel in my tank. See, this is the way it's supposed to be, folks, when you're lifting each other up. I want you to understand something. You may be a long ways on your success journey. You may be bringing guys along and gals along with you, but you still need to be mentored by somebody else. You need to be along on somebody else's success. Right, it's the way it works right now. Number 7, stay with them until they can solo successfully. I've got a kid that I just love to death. Matter of fact, he's 14 years old now. He's the same age as Cassie, and I've been raising him up since he was knee-high to a grasshopper. His mom is like a sister to me. He soloed in an airplane at 12. Pretty rocking cool, huh? He was so committed. He wanted to fly so bad. But you know what? He didn't get to solo until he was ready. His instructor stayed with him and stayed with him and stayed with him and stayed with him until he was ready to solo successfully. That's the way it's supposed to be. Number 8, clear the flight path. Listen, this is big. Write this down. If they have a lack of direction, you've not done your job. If you're in a corporation and you're trying to promote leadership and you've got crappy bureaucratic garbage in the way like the government does all the time, they're not going to make it. If you've got somebody and you're trying to teach them leadership and you've got them in an office in a cubicle and there's no windows and nobody gets to talk to them and they're all by themselves, it's isolation, they ain't going to make it. If you've got somebody and you just keep giving them busy work, telling them, hey, go out here and find leads, go out here and make phone calls, go out here and do it, but you're not teaching them, it ain't going to work. They got to have a clear flight path. You got to give them the directions. If you give them poor or dishonest communication, you're not transparent and authentic with them, they aren't going to make it either. You know, the one thing that I like is transparency. Number 9, you've got to help them repeat the development process with others. That is the key. Folks, it's been an awesome week. Don't forget to be on ACES Radio Live tonight, 5 p.m. Central. Jim Gilhouse will be on there. I may be on there. I've got to go out of town today. Next week, we are going to start studying a brand new book from a good friend of mine, another Catalyst leader, Marcus Buckingham. Now Discover Your Strengths, the revolutionary program that shows you how to develop your unique talents and strengths. This book was created after going through and doing some stuff with Gallup. You're going to find this is awesome. It's based on 2 million people that they studied. And if you want to get a little bit head start and check out some stuff, you can go to strengthfinder.com. Go pick up the book, Now Discover Your Strengths. I'm going to tell you right now, when we're done with that book, I'm going to go directly into his newest book called Go Put Your Strengths to Work. You don't want to miss it. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. I will see you at the top. Be back here Monday on Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.